Dear people who keep company with God. The dream I had in which the Lord was doing evaluations had other parts that are also very significant to us. It has to do with being about the Father's business, Luke 2:49. In the dream, I had already done an evaluation with the Lord, so I was not scheduled to see him. However, I wanted to speak with him, so I requested a time to see him. I was invited into his office, and that is where the Lord appeared as a corporate businessman. He was dressed in slacks, a white shirt, and a tie. He was very fit-looking, focused, purposeful, yet friendly, sincere, and engaging. I was very comfortable in his presence. I knew he was my father. However, he was about his business, and I knew he wanted me to relate to him in a business-type manner. He invited me to sit down at a table, and he handed me a piece of paper. On the paper was written an assignment for me. This was a key of the kingdom. He did not say anything to me further about what was written on the paper. Instead, he began to talk with me about a friend of mine. He told me what was going on concerning their employment and how he had intervened in my friend's work situation last year and would not allow the employer to terminate my friend. He told me the employer still desired to terminate my friend along with another person I did not know. He did not say anything further concerning intervening for my friend. He concluded the conversation by telling me it was okay for me to speak to my friend about this. I have learned the way the Lord reveals himself is the way he wants us to know him, and we are to be transformed by how he is revealing himself. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Before Joshua could begin to take possession of the promised land, the Lord revealed himself as captain of the Lord's armies. Joshua 5:13 15. This was a new revelation of God to Joshua. That revelation transformed Joshua into one of the great military leaders in the Bible. I believe the Lord appeared to me as a corporate businessman because he is now calling us to be more purposeful and focused on the Father's business. If we respond, there will be a transformation in our church. We will become a people of greater passion toward the Lord, and as a result, a greater compassion toward people. We will become more focused and purposeful, yet becoming more hospitable, sincere, and engaging. In the dream, the evaluations were something the Lord himself initiated. I knew I had already had my evaluation with him, which is also true for our church. We made it to the other side because his love never fails. He expects us to seek, ask, and knock for appointments with the Lord to receive further assignments, purpose, or promotion. In the dream, I had to ask for the appointment with him. Although I did not know why, I did know it was important for me to see him. I believe the Lord wants us to understand that each season has its own anointing, power, and authority, and he desires to give us the keys of the kingdom for the season we are in now. The keys of the kingdom give us access to the anointing, power, and authority for this present season. The last thing I want to mention is the conversation the Lord had with me about my friend's employment. This is not a symbolic friend. The Lord spoke a real-life close friend's name to me in the dream. I have spoken with this person, and the employment situation is what I was shown in the dream. I thought it odd that the Lord did not tell me he was going to intervene in my friend's situation this year, as he did last year. The sense I got was that he was expecting me to intervene for my friend on his behalf this year. That was the first task on the assignment he gave me. This can only mean that God is going to release a greater anointing, authority, and power for us to intervene in people's lives on his behalf, which is what the keys of the kingdom are all about. Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.